Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you, Lucius. Time now for Krusty's Corner. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king of the Krusties, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you to Reliant as well for being a part of this, as always. Really appreciate you. Guys, I started watching college players last night for the draft.
Oh, you don't say. See some good ones?
I saw some good ones.
So the best of the best?
Yeah. That wide receiver from cornerback from Colorado.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Top 10 at both?
I'll tell you what, man. I think I would play him at wide receiver. We're talking about Hunter. I think I would play him at wide receiver. I really do. I know there's some people that talk about him. His corner game, man, you talk about he's 6'1", he's 185 pounds. And the one thing that there's a lot of things.
He looks like he's 210 pounds.
Yeah, he plays much bigger than that. The way that he's willing to tackle, and it's like it looks like he loves playing football.
But his spatial awareness and his talent, his ability to make people miss, you want to try that on offense, don't you?
I want to play him at wide receiver because the things that when they throw him the ball, when Sanders gets him the ball, I mean, he has this ability to the hands, the really strong hands, his footwork, his ability to separate, the routes that he runs. He's probably going to need, as all these college kids do, a little polish, a little refinement on where and like breaking here. But he just explodes out of his routes. And then the thing as a corner, the one thing that I appreciate the most about out of these really good corners is their ability, because we've seen it a ton when you watch the Dallas Cowboy defense, is carrying those routes inside. And he can. I mean, it's a 5-yard pass and it ends up to be a 5-yard pass. It's not a 5-yard catch and then another.
It's caught, get 12, the ball carrier to the ground.
Yeah, it's another in a 12-yard run after that.
Right.
The worst is when the receiver can turn and you're still not there. Yeah. Now you're having to close as he gets ahead of speed up.
Oh, it's just his ability to stay on the hip of the route.
You can't teach that.
No. It's so natural the way that he looks and the way that he plays. Mm. It's hard to believe that he's so good at both spots. When you watch
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Watch him. I was sitting there thinking, like, gosh, okay, if he doesn't work out as a receiver, you could fall back on the fact that you can put him at True. Corner and everything will be cool.
Yeah.
You know, or hey, it doesn't work out at, you know,
corner, you flip him to the other
safety,
side.
You could. There's a lot of things you could do. Running back.
Yeah, and you know, I watched, like I said, watch the defensive tackle from Michigan. I know people don't want to hear that.
Mason Graham. He's a little different than these other guys, though.
I'll tell you this now, folks. When you're watching these Michigan kids on defense, especially, there's going to be a couple of defensive linemen that you're going to have to deal with.
You can lose in poker with ace on back to back hands. You know, there's good players from Michigan. You just got unlucky twice in a row.
Yeah, you really did. And this Graham, and I'm saying this because it's our guy Wink Martindale's the defensive coordinator there. And what do we know about Wink? Wink wants to get
pressure, blitzing
up the field.
Yeah.
Get guys up the field. This Mason Graham, he is a get up the field. When you watched Mozzie and maybe even a little bit of a Jenkins last year, if you remember.
Yeah, Jenkins.
Chris Jenkins was like a, he was still in that stance and then
slow.
It was annoying watching him.
Yeah,
read and react. It's fire the hands, look inside, look outside, and now go. And that's the thing that still kind of hurts Mozzie is that he reverts back to that read and react instead of getting up the field. But this Graham, they get up the field. And he's like 320 pounds. And he's throwing guys around. And
yeah.
You're just like, okay.
Next Aaron Donald.
Not that small.
Braden Fisk was kind of the guy I saw a little bit at Florida State.
Yeah, with the Rams.
He's now playing really well with the Rams.
Yeah. You play him outside.
Yeah.
You could play him at defensive end. You could play him. But please, there's going to be some Michigan defenders you're going to have to get through.
That corner's got a lower body injury, apparently.
Yeah. Well,
he's going to miss this week's game.
Oh, is he going to miss this?
Yeah.
I watched him play against USC, and I watched him play against Texas. And I'll tell you what, he's 6'2". He's 202 pounds.
Big boy.
Yeah, and he can really – he gets after you. I mean, that length and all that. And then I watched, again, the Arizona wide receiver McMillan, who is 6'5". He's 202 pounds. Catches everything in his hands. Doesn't fight the ball at all. Got the length. The route running, everything about him is just ideal. When you start to talk, like there might be some people that have him, if they don't have, you know, Hunter as the first receiver, that maybe this kid McMillan from Arizona might be the first receiver on some people's boards.
So exciting to talk about the top players in the draft in a season like this. It kind of saves the interest level.
You might have an opportunity.
Yeah, I know we usually kind of get into the draft and when we get to March and stuff like that. But
well, dang it, Brian, the pressure's on now. I got to catch up.
Well, I just when the quarterback went down, you know,
yeah.
When the Cowboys quarterback went when Dak was done, it reminded me so much of that year that Romo got hurt against Carolina in a Thanksgiving Day game.
Yeah.
I looked at Dave Helm and I'm like, that's it. Let's go. We're going to start getting ready for this draft. And it was the, you know, it was the 16 draft. I mean, you ended up
with the fourth overall pick.
Yeah. You end up with the pick. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to get this thing started. So here we go.
How many quarterbacks in the top 10? Three?
They had, now I'm going to get Dane Brugler, just a hint. I'm going to give you a little tease here. Dane Brugler's top 50 comes out on Tuesday.
Nice.
So he's working on it all weekend, he told me. I said, hey, man, you got a 50 list yet or 100 list? He goes, I'll have one for you Tuesday. Let me work on it. So I was going with Pro Football Focus. They have their first quarterback, by the way, they have it graded, is Milroe from Alabama, who will be playing in Baton Rouge tomorrow night against the Tigers.
And I think, does he have Nussmeier at two?
But the player rankings are going to be a lot different than the way the draft falls with quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I don't necessarily think we'll see how the quarterback stuff does play out. I was surprised.
You didn't have Shadur.
That Milroe and all the that weren't up there. I mean, Milroe was the number one guy, and that's by their grades.
Right.
And I was kind of like,
that's interesting.
Yeah. I was like, okay, if that's what you want to do, here we go. All right. Let's get into these officials this weekend. Alex Kemp is your official this weekend for the game. He's officiated 8 games so far this year. By official count, he is the 3rd most penalizing ref in the league. His crew averages 18 flags a game.
Oh, we're screwed.
But 3 of these will be dismissed, so you get an average of about 15. But his crew calls an average of 18 flags a game. So that, now, Dawson, you say, oh, we're screwed.
Yeah.
But here's something that kind of interesting. Of their calls, 55 of their calls have gone against the home team. 70 of the calls have gone to the aways.
Okay.
So there's that 25 flag difference, right?
I like that. Now, are the Eagles a penalized team?
That I need to check.
Or are they disciplined?
I'll need to check that.
I got you.
If you could look that up for me, because that was something I was going to. I usually don't look that, but I was sitting there thinking, as soon as I saw that it was the aways were getting called quite a bit.
Yeah.
That I thought, well, maybe we'll have a little bit of an advantage here. Please tell me they're above Dallas in penalties.
Yeah, they are top 10. They're at 51 penalties, and the Cowboys are at 62.
Okay, so they're right there with you then, right in that range?
Yeah, you're bottom third of the league. They're comfortably top third of the league.
Okay, all right, so maybe that won't be to our advantage. But with Alex Kemp and his crew, this is the things you're going to have to worry about. You're going to have to worry about some offensive holding. This is a really prevalent call for them, 34 of these calls. And you got, what's funny is 10 of them gone against the home team and 24 against the aways. So Alex Kemp and his crew, they'll punish the aways, it looks like, for offensive holding.
Great.
They react. I think you want to get in there as a crowd and, you know, let them know where they're at. Don't let these Eagle fans take over.
Defensive holding, 13 of those, 6 to the home side, 7 to the away side. Here's the one that always kind of makes me think a little bit, delay of game, because each officiating crew calls this differently. This is the 3rd most they call. They've got 8 delay of game penalties. That's split 4 and 4, home and away.
I think you got to have a light that comes on with a horn, like almost like a hockey goal, because you can't let these refs decide it. Their bias is just, it's entering the game right there.
Well, the last 2 weeks I've told you about 12 men in the huddle, and it's worked out.
Got called.
It's worked out. It's called twice. So this is the one now you need to worry about with Cooper Rush. Maybe Cooper get things going the right way for you. But delay of game, 4 and 4. Defensive pass interference, 5 to the homes, 2 to the aways. And then here's another big one, and it's roughing the passer. And you don't want teams to get away with that on your quarterback. Or, you know, maybe people think, well, don't let the home team get away with it either. But roughing the passer at 6, that's 4 for the home and 2 for the away. So Alex Kemp, he has not had any of your games this year. And we'll see if his crew will hopefully throw less than 18 flags on Sunday in this
one. Let's hope.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
The Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, was listening to Stephen Jones chatting with us about an hour ago, and Nick's going to step in, give us his thoughts on the Cowboys' topics of the day here coming up next in the Nation.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.